Shalom to all. Today we're learning Baba Kama Perik Yod Mishnah Vav Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah are being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishib Zeichet Afan Yerziva Gahagon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Hagazal Chaveroi, a fellow stole from his friend Aisha Lava Heimenu, or he borrowed from him Aisha Hefkidlai, or his friend deposited something by him. So in all these situations, let's just say that it's Reuven who has something of Shimon's. Now if this happened BeYishov, the Reuven got this thing from Shimon. Again, he either stole it from him, borrowed it from him, or it was deposited by him. And this happened in the Yishov. It happened in the city. He's not allowed to return it to him in the midbar, which basically means out of the city. And that's because this item is much better protected in the city. Out of the city, who knows what happens, and it's not very well protected there. And since the guy got the item in the city, he's not allowed to return it to the owner outside the city, where it's not very well protected. However, let's say this happened al manas lotzeis b'midbar, on condition to go out to the midbar. So then, yachsul b'midbar, he can return it to him in the midbar. This is referring to where the fellow said, I have something of yours, basically trying to tell him that I want to return it to you. And the owner said, you should know I'm going out to the midbar. And the fellow who had the item said, oh, me too, I'm also going out to the midbar. So even though it wasn't spoken out explicitly, it's pretty obvious from his conversation that since both of them are going out to the midbar, the owner of the object is okay with receiving it in the midbar because both of them are going to be there. And that's what the Mishnah says, that Yasol Abba midbar, he could return to him in the midbar. Moving on to Mishnah Zion with a different scenario, a fellow tells his friend, Kizalticha, I stole from you, Hilvisani, I borrowed from you, Hivkata Etzli, you deposited something by me, I don't know if I returned it to you or not. Chayav l'shalom, he has to pay. Now, we have to add in a few more details. Number one, this is referring to where the owner said, I know for sure that you did not return it to me. And the guy who had it admits that, yes, I know for sure that I did have it at one point in time. I just don't remember if I returned it to you. So this is called a bari v'shama, a definite tain on one side and a maybe tain on the other side. And so he's chayav to pay. Now, when you say he's chayav to pay, this is only bidei shamayim. Midine adam, in a bezdin here, we're not able to force him. But if he wants to be 100% clear up in shamayim, in Hashem's cheshbin, then he has to pay. However, Amar Life, the other guy said, I don't know if I stole from you, or if you lent me money, or if you deposited by me. So in this case, he's potter from paying. He has to swear that he doesn't know, but we can't even say that he's chai medina shemayim because he doesn't even know in the first place if he ever had it. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.